After Carrie saw this land that was so beautiful, and she couldn't understand how the utility company could restore the land back to its original state, this obviously bothered her. Is that when she phoned PSO President R.O. Newman? And she asked, is the issuance of the construction permit cut and dried? And he said, nothing can stand in the way of the completion of the nuclear power plant.
Well, that was what he thought. And you can't blame him for thinking that, because after the war, we had all gotten so accustomed to doing whatever had to be done to win the war that nobody thought you should ever go against a government program. And there was no real venue for her to do anything about it. So she decided to go to a Claremore City Council meeting and talk to the councilors about the project, because it was for Rogers County and they would need to approve the water permits and so forth. So she got up in that meeting and asked the council to go against the issuance of that permit. The chairman said, who are you? And she said, I'm Carrie Barefoot Dickerson. He said, what do you think you know about this? And she said, I have done my research. I know what I'm talking about. He said, do you represent a group? And she said, yes. She just made this up. It hadn't occurred to her she would need this. She said, I represent a group called Citizens Action for Safe Energy. Actually, I'm not sure that was the original name, but that was what it turned into eventually. She was sure that God was going to strike her dead for lying. But she said that as soon as that came out in the paper, she started getting phone calls. And within a day, she had 150 members of the group.
I think in that moment, she actually borrowed the name from activist Ralph Nader, who used that as well.
Oh, he did?
Right.
Well, I know he came to a lot of their meetings.
We should say, before she actually went public, she actually did about 3 months of research on her project.
She did. She got every piece of information she could find in the public realm. But then she realized that she could ask the federal government for documentation. And she got as much of that as she could as well.
So she was ready to speak publicly, but then her husband Robert said, you can't speak against big business and the government. Your life could be in danger. Carrie was 56 years old at the time. Robert was a little nervous for her.
Well, he had a right to be. That was at the time when Karen Silkwood was killed. Most of us still believe that that was a murder, a judicial murder, not an accident.
Karen Silkwood. She was a chemical technician, labor union activist.
Yeah.
She was killed in an automobile accident November 13, 1974. She had actually found plutonium contamination on her person and in her home. And she was on her way to talk about this with a New York Times reporter. Let me just point out here, the Silkwood story became an Academy Award-nominated film, Silkwood, portrayed by Meryl Streep.
She would have died anyway from the plutonium contamination. It was such a tragedy that she was killed. You know, part of the reason those of us who were there at the time believe that Karen was killed is that Mother had been driving in Tulsa, and at that time it was not nearly as crowded as it is now. But she was on one of the major streets when her car just stopped. When they took it to the shop, they discovered that she had had water put in her gas tank so that it would stop the car from going. And she very almost didn't escape being killed herself by a car ramming her. And there were a couple of other incidents of that sort. So we think that there was somebody, possibly in the FBI at that point, although things had changed a lot since then, putting together a plan to kill off the people who protested. Mm-hmm. So Daddy was not wrong. But he was right that they did need something to replace it, because we do need power. And one can only respect OG&E and the other companies that have followed their example for understanding that, and understanding they needed to give their owners, the citizens who own stock in the company, some kind of return on their investment.